Good afternoon and welcome to OFM, the sound of your life. This is At Lunch, brought to you by VKB. I'm Cyril Fulgun with you. And this whole week we've been speaking about CUT, Microsoft AI University program, and what it all entails, what it's all about. So it's really awesome for me to also on the line today have none other than Aranka Verster. She's the head of department, human capital management at Gajima. How are you doing, Aranka?
Very well, thank you.
Aranka, so let's continue our discussion. You know, what are some of the benefits of applying artificial intelligence?
Well, I think first of all, if we're talking about applying artificial intelligence, you know, from a industry perspective, is the fact that you now have access to new resources that was previously not available to use in terms of solutions. So things like voice recognition, facial recognition. So the application of artificial intelligence allow you now to pull together resources that was previously not available to you in a large scale application.
If I can ask you, how will AI then help workers?
Oh, yes, definitely. So if we look at the application of artificial intelligence in the health sector, in the public sector, in the agriculture industry, it is once again the ability to now use different sources of information and data and bring it together in real life solutions that can immediately impact the productivity and the processes within organizations.
And if we look at social benefits, are there any of AI?
Oh, well, I think, you know, definitely the biggest benefit of AI from a social perspective, from the perspective where I'm coming from, is definitely the fact that we will now be creating job opportunities and employability for young people. And it is specifically for this reason that we are now focusing this program in collaboration with Microsoft and CUT to offer opportunities to young people to now study AI and qualify in AI to either go and start something on their own or go into large industry and seek employment. So I really believe the biggest social benefit of this program right now is the employability that we're creating through this program.
Aranka, let's talk about the Microsoft AI University project. You know, how was this conceived and is it unique to South Africa?
No, it's definitely not. I wish I could say that it's unique to South Africa. Microsoft being a global player in this industry, in the ICT industry. So this is an international program that we are doing in collaboration with Microsoft. So I think what is unique is the way in which we've put the program together. So the structure of the program, I think, is unique to South Africa. But the certifications are international certifications and is available not only to students in South Africa.
So what is Gajima's relationship with Microsoft and what is your involvement in the planning or the implementation of the Microsoft AI University?
So as Gajima, we are a Microsoft learning partner. We're also a Microsoft global training partner. We're a Microsoft App Factory partner. So you can see that, you know, as Gajima, we are very entrenched in the Microsoft technology, and we really believe in the benefit not only for our students, but also for organizations to implement this. And our specific role in this program is that we are the training delivery partner. So my team of facilitators will be responsible to train all of the students, as well as the hands-on mentorship of the students throughout this 12-month program.
You're listening to OFM, the sound of your life, speaking to Aronka Verster, Head of Department, Human Capital Management at Kojima. So tell me also, you know, what is your relationship with and then the role at CUTIS or CUTIS in terms of the rollout of this program?
So we will be partnering with the CUTIS team. CUTIS will be responsible for the actual recruitment and the enrollment of the learners, and Kojima will then be responsible throughout this 12-month program to deliver the training in a blended learning fashion, as well as managing the projects during the hands-on practical lab component of the project.
Then Aronka, can you tell us more about Kojima and also the experience that it brings to this Mangohung-based globally competitive university program?
So Kojima is a South African based IT company. We provide end-to-end IT services with a national footprint, so offices throughout South Africa. And we've decided to partner with the CUT because we really believe that we need to extend the reach of digital skills in the country. We all know that many of these skills hubs sit in Gauteng, and we've decided to partner with CUT and with CUTIS and supporting the strategy from local government in the Free State, especially the MEC, that is a big supporter of digital skills, and we really believe that this specific program is one of the first steps in creating a 4IR, or let's call it in the bigger spectrum, a digital hub based in the Free State. And that we'll be able to really develop skills in the Free State that we will be able to make available to the rest of the country.
Then lastly, also what I would like to ask you, you know, how does this program compare to other similar programs around the world?
I think it compares very, very well. As I've mentioned earlier, it is an international program that is available to these students. There are other similar programs available from other competing OEMs in the country as well as internationally. But we really believe that Microsoft is one of the largest IT suppliers in the world, and we really believe that with partnering with Microsoft and providing Microsoft certifications, that we are providing these young people with an international qualification that will put them in great stead.
That was Aronka Verster, Head of Department Human Capital Management at Kojima, right here on OFM, the sound of your life. To listen back to the whole interview, you're more than welcome to go and visit ofm.co.za. This is At Lunch, brought to you by VKB.